Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Man, it's about the best intro on this show.
But I'm sitting next to one of the best guys I know, and Dan Williams, who I've long forgiven for his sins of attending Tennessee. Dan Williams, longtime NFL defensive lineman, joining us today alongside Javon McKinnon from the CCIM. A big event coming up, a fundraiser there that Dan Williams is a part of. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here, man. Good to be here. Good to meet you guys.
Do we need to play the Arkansas State song too?
Hey,
it's not just Tennessee up in here.
Do we even have
the Arkansas State song?
He will actually perform it on a recorder. If that.
Hold on, I bring out my saxophone. I'll bust this thing out for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me hear this thing because I don't think I've ever tuned in.
Come on, man.
We've had it on. Even Butch getting in.
Have we? Yeah. Have we had it? I don't think we've really
yeah,
had
it. You should have played it after we beat Memphis.
That was a long time ago, man. What the last time that happened?
They still hold it up there. Hey. Talking about that Hail Mary.
Hey, it was during the time I was there, so no, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah. Playing linebacker, right? Out
linebacker.
Of Melrose.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Melrose.
Yes,
right,
sir.
So what's going on? I know Dan is involved. There's a fundraiser coming up, CCIM. I know his foundation. What is it? Playbook for Success is involved. Just kind of tell us what's going on and how people can get involved.
So CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member. We are an educational platform for commercial real estate agents or realtors alike. So we are putting on a fundraiser. We wanted to do something to, get our members active and, involved. And we thought about it. We was like, hey, let's do good and do well. Doing good for the community, doing well for ourselves. And we saw that Playbook for Success was one of the people that we were looking at and saying, hey, we had a couple other nonprofits that we wanted to bleed and show love for. And talking to Danny, I've known Danny a couple years now. So I was like, man, this dude is a gentle giant, man. But
yeah.
I see how much he gives and how much he's there for people. And I said, man, let's show this guy love. How many times do you have the opportunity to actually do that? And this is somebody that I felt was very worthy of that. And so we're doing the pickleball and cornhole tournament Friday.
Gotcha. This Friday?
Yes, sir. This Friday, September 12th
Okay.
At Bluff City Pickleball.
All right. There we go. You going to get out there on the pickleball court?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm terrible, though. My wife, she's pregnant. She's been kicking my butt.
Damn.
Wow. Sound like you out there all the time.
Oh, no. I've been out there like twice.
How many damn kids you got, man?
I got two and one on the way.
All right. That's a good number.
Yeah.
Was it an accident?
Oh, no. Okay, she's playing. Right. My wife wanted one more. She wanted them.
Right. Congratulations.
Congrats, man. When does she do?
December 27th.
All right. You got a little time?
Oh, yeah, man.
I see you out and about over the weekend. I know you're living it up.
Oh, yeah. I got to get it in for the baby comes.
Literally.
That's right.
When that baby comes, after the pickleball tournament, I'm going to get on the road and head up to Knoxville. So
there you go.
I'm trying to get all my time in now, so I know it's going to be gonna slow down once. The baby's out.
All right, tell us about play. I know we've had you in. We talked when you were launching, and how long is it now?
Actually, man, we're going on year two now.
Year two.
So we were here last year. We were just getting started, trying to find a niche. So really, pretty much since that time, we've have done two health and wellness classes in the summer. Two health and wellness camps in the summer. One at Cornerstone, Lester, and Denver in 2024, and then last year we was just with the Casault Schools PCA.
Got it.
this past summer. You know, I feel like we always got good feedback. Mm-hmm. This fall, we're going to start with our literacy program with reading comprehension. We'll be at Mace with our school program.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about that. So we, you know, all the people who's working with us this year, they're, you know, doing their background checks. So,
yeah.
So we are about to get started soon. So I'm really excited about
it. I'm just saying this because you're here, but I really love how, you know, you go to the league from Memphis. Mm-hmm. You didn't go to the University of Memphis. You went to Tennessee. I mean, we all make mistakes.
Well, I just got my MBA from Memphis. So.
Okay. All right.
Round of applause. He's a Tiger.
You got it right.
But, you know, you have, I can genuinely say that you have been extremely active in the community of Memphis. You know, you didn't get to the NFL and get a nice crib in Arizona and just stay out in Arizona the whole time. Like, mm-hmm. You came back here and you have really picked up a shovel in this community, and I think that's a really nice thing for you to do.
I mean, the biggest thing for me was, like, when I was in Oakland, it's like, I don't know. I mean, my buddy Malcolm Ross, who came here last time with me.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Yeah, he's the executive director at Rise Memphis now, and he's been telling me for years, like, man, what you had to go to Oakland, man, you can bring it home. He's at Oakland, Memphis, you know, very similar, big dog, you know, what you got going. But I just think, you know, the biggest thing with me was, like, you know, I had Marcus Wimbley, you know, he was my coach.
Yeah.
He got, you know, he got drafted, and really my opportunity, like, I guess my dream of the NFL really started when he came back. I'm like, dude, you in the East? You ran the same hills I was running? The same fields? You played the – oh, yeah, it's possible. So that's what really got me going, and I feel like, you know, well, I guess pretty much after I got cut and stuff, trying to figure out what I need to do, and, you know, my wife telling me I need to get out the house. So, you know I just really believe that, you know, spending time with the youth here is, like, you know, can get them hope, you know, helping them set a good foundation, you know, being a resource. You know, people always go throw money at things, but I feel like time is, you know, more important than money. And that's the reason I'm here, like, you know, trying to be, you know, just a reference, you know, for the kids that I work with and a resource. Because one of the things we're going to do this fall is, you know, some people I've met from my plan days, and I'm going to invite them to come speak to the kids. You know, some
awesome,
of the guys
man.
Are investors, some of the guys are business owners.
Right.
Just because, you know, when you are exposed to different things, you know, I feel like, you know, I need to share because, you know, growing up in business, I didn't know none of this, you know, and I think, you know, some people know about it, you know, I mean, there have been some very successful people here from the city, but it's just like, you know, my dad always told me, man, you know, he was the biggest one to tell me to start a foundation. From the day I got drafted, you need to get a foundation, you need to give back, you know, and that's something that's, you know, him not being here, but, you know, just, you know, I guess that's something we kind of makes me close with him, you know, when I do miss him. So it's just like,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
It's kind of on my mind a lot. So it's like, you know what, Pops, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, I need to do that, you know, give back to my community. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do now.
He's proud of you, smiling down. How great, and both of you guys can speak to this, is the need. You've come back and you planted and you're giving back, but you're seeing now the youth. And, you're interacting with them. And how great is the need here in Memphis for programs like this?
I mean, I think the need is great because, you know, especially with NIL coming, you know, we have a lot of talent here, you know, and guys don't really understand, you know. I think, you know, I will say a lot of high school coaches around the city, they do a great job trying to tell their kids, you know, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to have your grades here. You need to be able to read.
Right.
Because, you know, when guys are successful, you know, it's like, hey, dude, you got a contract. You know, where's your money going? Like, you at least need, you know, basic, you know, let's get to your 6th, 7th grade level to at least understand it and comprehend it. Like, hey, you paying this guy 3% of your money when, you know, this guy is, you know, could be just good and you could pay him 2%. You know, there's more money in your pocket. You know, learn, you know, some of the kids I talk to, you know, they want to be YouTubers. They want to be they want to be some type of entertainer, you know, of course. And I was like, you know, especially when you can be an entertainer, a rapper or something, like, they have like 3 or 4 people that's, you know, touch the money before they even get to them. So it's, I think, you know, me from being in, you know, kind of in that section a little bit and kind of understanding a few things, it's like, I think sometimes, like, a person like me come and tell them, hey, this is why it's important. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of hits home a little bit more, you because, I mean, it's just like, you know, you see a lot of guys that's talented, they can't, you know, and I play with guys who can't read. So that's just been
wow.
Crazy, you know. And the thing about it, you put a play book in front of them. They could tell you diagnose this cover for thing, man, everything.
Flip it over, have everything.
Yeah, but it's like, dang, you know, this dude making $5 million, and you know, he only getting, you know, one, you know, two after tax and stuff. So, and then he has to pay somebody 3% on top of that, and then you know, he makes this investment and buying Bentleys. And I mean, I remember one time we had a 7-round pick, man. He went and bought him a. He went about $200,000 Bentley, like, and he was, and I was like, dude, that's everything, and really, it was 200. I mean, because even his sound bonus at the time, man, you know, it's 2010, you know, I mean, he might got about 250 or something, and then you know, when they took their 49% out, you know, it looked different. So, but it's just, you know, just trying to share experiences that I've been in. I mean, I've been in rooms where, you know, guys spent, you know, $2 million on jewelry, like, and only picking up four pieces. Like, I'm like, dude, like, and he's like, dang, you want something? I'm like, nah, you know, I'm going to go to K's. I'm going to go, you know, so
man, speak to that real quick. Just growing up at Merrill's, the experiences and having good coaches that are around you, when they bring you in front of guys that are different, that have sat in your seat, have been exposed to what you have been exposed to in a little bit more, right? Good and bad. I think for me, I was looking at those moments and seeing those guys and like, don't do that. You know, learning from other people's experiences.
Absolutely.
So when it came down to it and being able to understand just that part of it, I mean, reading math, all of that was nothing at that point, right? Because we talking long-term wealth. We talking to Cedric Wilson, he coming back to the school, having conversations with us. I mean, I was playing with his little brothers, you know. So having guys like that come around and you seeing them, you're like, wow, okay, all right. He's not dumb. He's, you know, so, and all of that is a part of education.
Yep.
A big experience. My mama took me out of football when I made my first D in elementary at 10 years old. So she said, if you can't get the grades,
there you go.
You can't play. And I was like, okay, all right. I ain't too cool for school. Let me let me make it happen. Yeah. So
and for so many, the game is going to end. Like there is that extreme, and knowing how to have, you know, fill through agents and at what percentage and all that. But for so many, like the great majority,
it's a big thing when the game ends. The transition, you know, if you're doing anything for a long time, I think when that transition point hits, man, you kind of struggle if you don't have a backup plan and you look for things to do and just trying to reinvent yourself.
Whether it's out of college or whether it's out of the NFL, but whatever level, when it's time to make that transition, like you're saying, it could be a
It could be a shock. I mean, some guys go the wrong way, right? You know, I know this guy. Let me go and do this, live this type of lifestyle. When really, hey, nah, man, that doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't
add up.
It's not
sustainable.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. There's not a good ending there. Yeah.
Dan, I want to talk to you a little bit about some NFL matters.
Mm-hmm.
We may get to your fantasy strategy over the years at some point. We may not. last night on Monday Night Football, J.J. McCarthy, first start ever for the Vikings in his career on the road, had probably three of the worst quarters you'll see for an NFL quarterback. Comes out in that fourth and has the best fourth quarter you can probably see in an NFL, unless it's Josh Allen, of course.
Yeah.
But the stories that come out of this game are that J.J. McCarthy was like, hyping up his defense. He was saying, look, my bad on that pick. Like, this is a 22-year-old kid. He's never started a game. And I'm just curious, as a guy that, you know, you played on the defense. You were you were in the middle there on the interior. But how much would it matter to you to see a quarterback have that ability, like, to where he's going to come to you, he's going to be accountable, even if you're losing, hey, we good, we got this, I'll go make all that. Like, just, does that really resonate on an NFL team when a quarterback is willing to do that mid-game?
I mean, it does. I would say the biggest thing for me was the 2015 season when we finally, you know, for your Raiders, you know, we finally made it to the playoffs.
Man, thank God, man, y'all BSing.
I mean, with
last good year, man.
You know, we had Derek Carr. You know, like, the one thing, you know, Derek, but, I mean, when you watch that play, you know, especially at pick six, you know, you know, the guy, I feel like the guy kind of baited him.
That was terrible throw.
But you got to realize JJ he's going through some rookie pains, you know, even though this year too, but this is his rookie season, essentially. But the thing is, he's made enough plays to where the whole team believes in him. And I mean, from the coach to the whole team, it's like, okay, this guy's good. It's just like, and they know, they have a veteran team. It's like, okay, we're going to go through some bumps and bruises, but we know at the end of the day, when he got a hold of it, he just clicked. Like, you know, threw the ball to Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson was like, didn't complain, wasn't mad.
Exactly.
You know, got the touchdown, all right, come on, we about to go. So I do think you know, like I said, back in 2015 when
you
know,
you see, I wasn't like that with Derek, man. Y'all gonna sit up here and act like y'all love Derek and stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey, now early on, no, we did because when,
early on we did. Before,
No. I'm talking about when I was there, we did. Like, I don't know what they did after that, but I mean, that's when you know we had a young Coop, we had you know Crabtree. Yep. They were making the plays, and you know you saw our season went down the drain after he got hurt because you know, but DC, oh my bad, man, I get the ball down for you,
right.
Oh, my bad at this. And then honestly, a lot of people you know they forget about the OC we had that year. What's his name? Because he ended up going to Denver after that. But I got to look it up. But when I get him, he was a good influence on Derek because. But Derek always come like, hey, big baby, I'm a big name, you know, hey, gives me the ball back, I'm going to go score. And he did. Like, this one, I think that year he led the league.
He was an MVP candidate.
Yeah, he was MVP. Like, that's what type of effect you have, even as a defense. Like, we know we keep this game close. You know, they believe that
Was it Musgrave?
Yeah, Musgrave. Okay, yep. Yeah, Musgrave. Yeah. Hey, to me, he was offensive genius to me. I mean, he was a little, you know, he was. Some people call him a little weird, but I mean, he was a great OC, and I love, you know, playing for him. And it's just the fact that, you know, I think the way the Vikings' private thing is like, hey, we keep this game close, we keep it to a chance, you know, arms reach winning, you know, JJ get the job done.
What's that Giants locker room like right now where you've got a situation with Russell Wilson? Well, you know, the guy's at his end and you have a ceiling with him, right? Maybe you even think, okay, well, he can give us a few good games, but you know that your future, you're going to find that out with Jackson Dart. You've seen Malik look frustrated.
Yeah.
I just wonder when you have vets that may have decided, you know what, we're not going to win anything with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the kid has. What do locker rooms get and how divided can they get in those situations?
Well, my thing is, you know, I feel like the Giants head coach, you know, he's on the hot seat right now.
Dable.
So
yes.
He's like
GM too. Joe Shane as well.
Joe Shane.
Yeah.
So they called it. And I mean, it looked like Nate was mad at the coach. So I took that as play calling. Like it's maybe some plays that he wanted, or you know, tell him to you know give me the ball.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of the issues the Giants have been having for the last few years. You know, like you look at Daniel Jones. You put him in Indianapolis. He looked like Peyton Manning.
Man, that's what's crazy.
And and you know, Russell Wilson will run him for his life. You know, no one's blocking again. So you know, just my opinion. I just think you know, they just gotta. You know, I think Russell still has enough in the tank to win games.
Okay.
But I do think it's a little bit of the you know the play calling and you know making sure you know you get the guys involved early. You know.
Mm.
You know, neighbor's one of them guys. He wants the ball. He wants to do something with it. Wish he can.
You're gonna have to give Scatterboo the ball.
Scatterboo.
Oh man, he ran the ball really, really good. He put up some good blocks too. I like Scatterboo. He got a little dog in him.
No,
I
agree, but neighbors want the ball.
Yeah,
he's trying to he can't do it. But I mean, it's so much going on. But I just feel, but you know, that's the first game. You know, people just gotta, you know, see
they stink,
work.
Bro. Yeah, they doesn't matter who.
I
it
think
is.
Jackson they is stink. The only thing that can save Dable and Shane. He's their save our jobs card. But if you
no
play
question
it too early,
yep.
Yeah.
and he's terrible, yep. Well then you're already throw cut. So they're kind of being careful.
And I think that's what it is because they don't have the excuse of okay, he's a rookie quarterback. They ain't gonna let them get away with that.
If you have to go to Jackson Dart, it's probably a wrap for you anyway.
Yeah.
You know, just generally, but it is the only card they have left. So.
Yeah, it's the guy they drafted. And tapped, and if he comes in and looks electric, it might save them. That's what they're banking on.
Yeah.
But if they play it too early and he's terrible, bro, everybody in, you know, they might as well fire him during the season.
Now, let me ask you this, because I do think that this conversation might be more wide open than it's been in the last few years, because I think there's been some elevation, maybe some coming down. You got to drive, you got to get a score. What quarterback are you rolling with?
Talking to anybody in the league?
I mean, yeah, anybody in the league, man. A quarterback. I need you to pick a quarterback.
Quarterback. I mean, it's got to be Pat Mahomes or I'll take Jalen Hurts because, I mean, he showed that.
I mean,
the thing about it is, like, he just.
What about Josh Allen, man? How about Joe Burrow, man?
I mean, Josh.
How about Bo Nix?
John wants a brother to pick the white man. If y'all can't see.
I know my audience. I know Dan Williams is going to do that.
I thought about that. That's why I said Pat Mahomes. You know,
that doesn't count, bro. That does.
But, I mean, it's just, to me, it's like Josh Allen, you know, when he gets to, like, okay, he finally got the MVP, but what is he going to do, you know, in the playoffs. Like, you know, he gets to the Super Bowl, yeah. he beat Patrick Mahomes.
That's fair.
You know, that's why I tell Josh Allen, you know, okay, I got him. Like, fantasy, I love Josh Allen. He'll be my first pick.
I think most, well, no, he wouldn't. Because
John not choose him.
You don't.
First.
You had many chances to do it in the past. So
I got to get a running back first.
But it's interesting that you say Jalen Hurts. I think, like, that's a guy that most people would just not even think of.
No, I mean, Jalen –
Tell
he,
him.
He
That's
won't,
a Super Bowl
won't,
winner.
Man,
tell him.
But it's just not – I mean, when you look at the way Jalen Hurts plays, he's definitely going to win you the game. So – and he's more honest with himself. Like, okay, I can't make that throw. Let me go run. I'm going to make it. All right. Now I know – I mean, just like the deep ball in the Super Bowl to, you know, A.J. Brown. You know, it was like yep. he did it. Like, yep. he didn't even complete the play action. He just threw it. Like, okay, I need to make sure he get the ball. So I just like the way, you know, Jalen – he's not going to be that guy to sling it or, like, it's not going to be pretty, but it's like, I know this guy gets the job done. I don't care what it looks like. As long as we win, that's all that matters. And, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a winner.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
I want to make sure I ask, how can folks get signed up yeah. to get y'all on the pickleball, be out there with y'all on the pickleball courts and everything?
Man, I have a link that I can get over to you guys. I don't know if you post it on a board.
Yeah, we'll
or
get it posted.
On your, yeah, okay. I can get that link over to you. And they can just go in and sign up. Directly on that link, it'll have anything. We'll also have any donations. So whatever, if you want to come and hang out, network, see the guys, meet Dan.
Yes.
It'll definitely be an open and opportunity. We're
going to
have some fun.
Show.
Yeah, we'll have some fun.
Sounds good. All right, before we get you out of here, I need a score prediction. Bulldogs on the road in Knoxville. This is a big game for Josh Heupel and the gang.
Then we'll get the ASU score prediction.
Yeah, and they got Iowa State this weekend.
Hey, yeah.
We do. Yeah, it's
I'm thinking, my guys. I'm gonna take us 24-17.
Win?
Yep, Vols.
Yeah, see, okay. He don't even believe that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Of course, that's it.
He starts sweating on that one.
Yeah, he was sweating, man. Hey, my boy. Hey, I love the quarterback we got, man. And I always in love, you know, with Tim Banks' defense. Like, so those guys gonna come ready. You know, our D line, Coach Gunther. Gardner, you're gonna have them boys ready, so
love it.
We ready.
And you're going?
Oh yeah, I'm on the road.
You get big love when you go back.
Man, I mean, it's cool. You know, hey,
you're
I
a massive human being.
Man,
so.
I did an interview the other day. I found out I made the quarter century team on three sports or something. So
there you go.
I'm hey. Like, hey, they like me like that. It was second team though. You know, they got
you still made it though, bro.
Hey, there was you know, they got John Henson and Albert Hainsworth. But hey, I take.
Second. I mean, that's cool. Albert Hainsworth.
And, John.
I still like that company, bro.
That's exactly right.
Oh yeah.
All second team quarter. Century Tennessee Volunteer Dan Williams, Oakland Raider, Arizona Cardinal, Memphian. Thanks for coming in, Javon McKinnon, CCIM fundraiser this weekend in association with Playbook for Success.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.